Right now, we're very happy to be joined by Carrie Hart. He's taking part in one of the most unique and groundbreaking ceremonies ever with Harley Davidson and the city of Sturgis, San Diego. It is a bucket list mecca for motorcycle riders. Carrie, what's going on, man?
Just out here freezing in South Dakota.
When I hear Sturgis, all I think of is dudes on motorcycles, but that's too simplistic. Can you get a little bit more specific for me?
Man, it is kind of hard to explain. It's one of the things you have to see to believe it, but it's just kind of a motorcycle chaos out here. I mean, it's great. It's good, clean fun, and tons of people on motorcycles riding all over the place, and plenty of sights to see and beer to drink and everything in between.
Now, what is the deal with Harley Davidson? I mean, going back to England and everything, why is it the Cadillac of motorcycles?
I mean, it's just it kind of summarizes everything American, you know, horsepower, comfort. They're great bikes. I mean, it's got its own culture around it, and there's not many OEMs that have that.
So how are you, what is your participation in this? I mean, I know you've got a long career by doing some crazy stuff on motorcycles, and you made a name for yourself being very successful at it. So what are you doing down there, Carrie?
Well, this year I'm going to be the Grand Marshal at the Sturgis Run for the Mayor's Ride. And, you know, I'm anything with two wheels, both on dirt or on asphalt, I'm a fan of. I've always ridden Harleys throughout my life as a fun hobby, and I'm lucky enough this year I got the invite to come out and be the Grand Marshal.
So Grand Marshal, other than being at the head of the float or gentlemen start your engines or whatever, what does that entail, Carrie?
I mean, just doing stuff like this, you know, I'm help getting the word out to all, you know, my fans and my fan base about how great this rally is out here, how much fun it is, you know, both young and old, everybody in between can come out here and have a great time and, you know, just kind of fly the flag for Sturgis and to get awareness of the Mayor's Ride.
Speaking with Carrie Hart, the Grand Marshal down there, and the other thing is, I think you said for the whole family, I think a lot of people think, oh man, it's all Hell's Angels. This is more than just tough guys in leather jackets, right?
I mean, there's something for everybody out here, you know. I mean, there's just so many great rides, so many great destinations, and this is such a special ride in general. You know, I've been to pretty much every motorcycle rally in the United States, and so many of them are you get there, you park your bike, you walk around, and Sturgis is really about once you get here, the adventure kind of starts with all the destinations to ride to and places to see and people to see and flat track races and hill climbs and just everything in between.
One other thing I wanted to ask you about here, just as an aside, is that covering the Oakland A's I have for a long time, and Jason Giambi is one of my favorites, just a really upfront guy. And I know that you went in with him and a couple other guys on that Las Vegas nightclub, the Wasted Space. How did that all come together with you and Jason and the other guys?
Oh, man, Jason's a great guy. I guess how it all kind of came together is I had an opportunity to do a nightclub at the Hard Rock Hotel. I already had my tattoo shop there. And, you know, me and Jason have a mutual friend who was the operator of the nightclub. And, you know, we both love rock and roll music and sort of like that dive bar feel. So it was just kind of a home run. And I remember the first time I met Jason, I flew out when he was playing with the Yankees. I flew out to New York and we sat around a table kicking ideas, and we were on the same page for 99% of the things, and it was just a simple fit.
Now, as a Vegas guy, Carrie, you know that town better than anybody, and it's funny because the last time I was there last weekend because the A's were playing the Cubs, and I went out to Red Rock and the Calico Hills. I went to Machine Gun Vegas and fired a couple of assault rifles and light machine guns. That town is just, I mean, how has it changed in your lifetime? Because just for me visiting, it's changed so much.
Yeah, I mean, it's changed on so many levels. I mean, the growth has been insane. I mean, you know, when I first moved to Vegas was, I think, 79. I mean, there was like 75,000 people that lived there. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, the growth has just been amazing. And I think the best thing about Vegas is, you know, it's not just known, as you know, it's not just known for just gambling. You know, mm-hmm. There's some, I mean, great motorcycle riding out there, great wintertime sports, summertime sports. I mean, if it wasn't for living in Vegas and being out in the desert and being able to focus on riding motorcycles, I probably wouldn't have gone down the career path that I did.
Well, you think about your career path, because I was working in TV when the X Games started, and I mean, that must have been for you a dream come true. It's like, hey, we can not only just do this, we can compete, we can get on national TV, and see how that has exploded since you first started.
Yeah, it was a great opportunity for you know, a big group of us, you know, guys like myself and Mike Metzger and Mike Jones, guys that were kind of burned out on the race program, but that's what we were doing. I mean, this opened up doors for us to not only be ourselves, but, you know, be the tattooed wild guys or whatever image that we wanted, and we had a great platform to show that at.
A couple more questions for Carrie Hart, who's in Sturgis, and I know that they have started construction on the Harley-Davidson Rally Point. It's going to be a permanent year-round space just built for the guys who ride out there. What was that like, and have you looked at the plans? Is that going to be a pretty cool deal?
It's going to be a really cool deal, you know, because unfortunately, you know, people know about Sturgis just coming for those 10 days in the summer, and then, you know, they may forget about it. And this is like a nice little marquee space to where summer, winter, spring, fall, whatever is your season to ride, you can come out here and you can see, you know, kind of the effects of the Sturgis Bike Rally. And you have a kind of a landing place to kind of come check out some of the history of it and see the bricks that were transported out here from the head station out in Wisconsin. And it's just a great piece of history that's establishing now.
And Carrie, when you think about how this is the sport that you do transcends cultures and languages. So when you go to Australia or you go to Europe or somewhere else, Asia, are you surprised by how well known you are in those places?
Yeah, I've been very fortunate through my riding career to travel the world. And, I mean, you name it, I've probably been there and I've ridden there. And to be able to think back to days when I rode in Brazil or rode all over Europe or Central America, Costa Rica, I mean, I've traveled the world with my motorcycle, and I'm very fortunate for that.
And I got to ask you one more celebrity question here. I'm a big Letterman fan, and your experience going on the set with Letterman, I know he likes to keep it freezing cold there, but what was it like meeting Dave and going on that show?
It was really cool, you know. Like, it was fun to be able to, you know, to be able to ride on, I think we're like on 52nd Ave, you know, to be able to jump my motorcycle and, you know, the middle of New York City was a pretty amazing experience. And then, you know, to have that dialogue with Letterman and to, you know, to have that in the memory bank of being on that show is pretty unique.
We've been speaking with Carrie Hart. And by the way, the designs on that Rally Point, you can look at them yourselves online. You go on the web to h-d.com/Sturgis. Once again, h-d.com/Sturgis. Sturgis is S-T-U-R-G-I-S. Carrie, listen, thanks so much for your time, man, and have a great time out there, and we look forward to catching up with you hopefully down the road, man.
Hey, great. Thanks a lot for your time.
All right, thank you. That's Carrie Hart, who, by the way, is a fantastic motorcycle jumper back in the day and still going strong. In fact, I think he did the X Games like 2 years ago. He's not washed up or anything like that.